Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is offering great lease options for Jeep Compass as low as $239 a month for 27 months. $6,000 bonus cash allowance on a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Limited Touring. See dealer for details. Stop in during their celebration event now through April 1st at Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. As you know, the government has a goal of requiring two-thirds of new car and light truck sales to be electric vehicles by 2032. And the auto industry is saying, wait a minute, that's too much, that's too fast, we just cannot do it. And so they've been working on a compromise with the EPA, and it sounds like maybe they've got a good deal worked out. Joining us right now is the president and CEO of the Specialty Equipment Market Association, otherwise known as SEMA, Mike Spagnola. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about this negotiation that's been going on with the auto industry.
Well, you know, the fact that the EPA pulled back on some of their originally proposed mandates is a step in the right direction. And it's an indicator that someone somewhere understands that the EPA has done is going to have massive economic impacts on the automotive industry. We just can't move this quickly. The impact just to small business would be catastrophic.
So talk a little bit about what's in this agreement and how it sort of slows things down but continues to move things forward.
Yeah, it does slow things down a little bit, and there have been some concessions, but we still think it's not enough. The effect on small business, the effect on all the parts manufacturers that develop and make transmission parts and individual parts, engine parts, all those sorts of parts, if we move too quickly, those guys can't catch up, and it's going to have a tremendous impact on our industry. For SEMA alone, we're a $53 billion a year industry. $337 billion a year of total economic impact. And so over a third of our manufacturers make products for small engines, for internal combustion engines. And these are all small manufacturers. The majority of our manufacturers are $5 million or less. So smaller, you know, mom and pop shops employ 12, 15, 20 people. And if we move too quickly on this mandate, we're going to wipe those out, and the economic impact to the U.S. is going to be incredible.
Is there a particular year other than 2032 that makes more sense to your industry? I mean, 2040, 2050, is there a number out there that you've looked at that says this is a more attainable goal?
Well, you know, there's more to it than just that. And obviously, we think it's another 10, 15 years behind, but we also think that the EV is only one answer, and that the government shouldn't put their thumb on the scale and say it's EV and EV only. I mean, America's about innovation, and there are other technologies out there. You know, there are hydrogen, synthetic fuels, biofuels, all, you know, which can be considered carbon neutral. So we think that innovation should continue. America's born on innovation, and that the government shouldn't just pick a winner. And it should be up to the consumer. I mean, the consumer votes with his wallet. We're already seeing a slowdown in EVs. Again, we think EVs are great. We think they're part of our future, but they're not the only answer. It depends on what you drive and how you drive and where you drive as to what you should be able to drive. And again, we shouldn't pick winners or losers. There's plenty of technologies out there that will help us get to cleaner air.
Mike, you mentioned the slowdown in the sale of EVs. Why do you think that people are beginning to maybe shy away from electric vehicles just a little bit as compared to the past few years?
I think there's several things. I mean, obviously, we understand, those that understand this industry know that they're not exactly completely clean. I mean, the mining process, the ability to make these vehicles and then recycle is not a clean industry. And then you take in infrastructure that's going to be needed, charging stations. You look to the East Coast, and we're still making electricity from coal. So there's a lot of reasons for that. The infrastructure needed, the amount of range that these vehicles have, the cost for them, you know, there's a lot coming out. Now we're seeing even that tire wear is much greater, and that and so there's concerns about, you know, the amount of tire wear. So there's just a lot that still has to be worked out. Again, I think it's a great technology. It's just we should allow – the consumer to decide what they buy. And, you know, we should also look at the fact that the amount of subsidies the government is putting in to EVs. I mean, you know, if you think about the cell phone, if you think about Apple or Android cell phones, great technology. 90% of adult Americans have one. And that didn't take any subsidies because it was a great technology and it works. This is going to take more time to embrace and to get the bugs worked out.
And more infrastructure, too, more charging facilities. That's something that I think is one of the reasons, you kind of alluded to this, that some people are shying away from EVs, is that range anxiety and not having enough places to plug in.
For sure. You know, if we want to get to the goals that the government has set, we have to put 400 charging stations a day in starting a few months ago. We're not going to get there. And, you know, I applaud that we are trying to have better solutions for our environment. And again, we think EV is part of that answer. We don't think it's the only answer. And there's a lot of reasons. It's not just the economic impact, although, you know, we're obviously concerned about that. And what would have on middle America, what it would have on all of our manufacturers across America. But it's just all the other things to go with it. And the government's just decided it's EV, and we don't think that's right. We think consumers should decide.
Where do things stand right now with negotiations with the government, with the EPA? Is there some room for additional negotiation?
We believe so. We believe that while they've set these, you know, very strong goals, and in here I'm in California, we are still at 30% by 2026 and all EV by 2032. We're not going to get there, and they're going to realize that, and they're going to have to back off. So I think that the consumer is going to drive this, not the government. The consumer is going to decide what they want and when they want it. And we're going to vote with our wallets.
That's the American way for sure. Mike, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much.
All right, take care.
Good
bye-bye.
Talking to you.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Mike Spagnola, President and CEO of the Specialty Equipment Market Association, trying to get the government to slow down a little bit on that goal of requiring most new car and light truck sales to be EVs by 2032.